two artists, one time period. It's Art Talk on KCRW. John Mason and Morris Lewis are a couple of artists with different media, but a similar mid-century modernist sensibility. One is a sculptor, the other was a painter, and both in their works challenge the limits of their respective media. Both have shows at a couple of LA galleries. Hunter Drohoyeska-Philp is with us for this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Before we dig in, describe exactly what is mid-century modernist.
Well, think of the middle of the 20th century, before and after the Second World War, when it was the heyday of modern architecture, and these were buildings that were sort of very simple and geometric and not necessarily heavily adorned. And there was art to go along with that, primarily the abstract expressionists. And these artists were reacting to that moment.
John Mason is 90 years old, and he's still going. And this show isn't his contemporary stuff. This isn't his stuff that he's done recently. This is stuff from that period.
Yes, from 58 to 64. And in fact, he was at the opening wearing a black tuxedo with black studs and a little black hat, looking absolutely thrilled with this new presentation of his work. They're massive sculptures, 5 feet tall, some of them 5 feet wide, but they're made out of clay.
What's interesting to me is you go 5 feet tall and you have to fit all of that, right, in a kiln.
That, I think, really he's known for that as his contribution. I mean, people think of ceramics as something for teapots or cups or something. And he and another artist named Peter Volkos reconceptualized that as a material to be used for sculpture on a very large scale. They shared a studio. They had to build a huge kiln to fire these things and glaze them sometimes. But these works are often shown in kind of ceramic contexts, you know, or seen as part of like an LA clay movement. In this show, you'll see a few sculptures that are sort of cruciform, the shapes of crosses. One in particular is white, a creamy in color. It's kind of, and it's just massive. It has a kind of solidity and presence that's really special in this particular show.
Let's talk about this other artist that we mentioned, Morris Lewis, died young, not a sculptor, a painter. What were his contributions?
Well, he was part of a group of painters known for a technique called color field, and they were championed by the great critic Clement Greenberg, and they used a kind of thinned acrylic paint that they would pour onto raw canvas, and he in particular sort of perfected a technique of pouring these veils of color. But I think really people know him for pouring these rivulets of color diagonally on opposite side of a big piece of raw canvas. So they look very controlled, but they also have the kind of spontaneity of abstract expressionism. These were great breakthrough works for him, and he died the year after he made them. So really, just as he was getting recognition for his most important work, he passed away at 50 of lung cancer.
It sounds fascinating, the fact that you pour something on an opposite side of the canvas. It seems like there are two things working against each other, right? Is that sort of symbolic of something?
Well, I mean, he was trying to keep that kind of expressionist impulse, but also take it to another level, have it be sort of maybe a little less heavy-handed, a little more about the primacy of the materials, to use a phrase from the time. What's interesting about both shows is that they're at commercial galleries. These are like sort of little pocket museum shows. You rarely see this many works by Morris Lewis together that are of this quality. They all seem to be in impeccable condition, and you really get sort of a little, it's like a little gem of a show, in that almost everything in the show is really, really strong. And the same thing's true of the John Mason show.
Well, Mason's work is on view through August 26th at the Kane Griffin Corcoran Gallery in the Mid-Wilshire area. Morris Lewis's paintings are on display at the Honor Fraser Gallery in Culver City through August 30th. Hunter Drohoyeska-Philp, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.